Let's see. Azul. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for the ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I have acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my submissive go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. Then I will dominate you. I sexually identify as the sun. Ever since I was a boy, I dreamed of slamming hydrogen isotopes into each other to make helium and light and send it through the galaxy. People say to me that a person being a star is impossible, and I'm fucking retarded, but I don't care. I'm beautiful, and I have a plastic surgeon. I'm having a plastic surgeon inflate me with hydrogen and raise my temperature to over 6,000 degrees Kelvin. From now on, I want you guys to call me Saul and respect my right to give you vitamin D, maybe by drops, and probably sunburns. If you can't accept me, you're a fusionophile? Fusionophobe? Fusionphobe? I don't think that's a real word. And need to check your astral privilege. Thank you for being so understanding. I do care, you goober. I do care, you goober. I like to creep around my house and act like a goblin. I don't know why, but I just enjoy doing this. Maybe it's my way of dealing with stress or something, but I just do it about once every week. Generally, I carry around a sack and creep around in a sort of crouch, walking position, making goblin noises. Then I'll walk around my house and pick up various different trinkets and put them in the bag while saying stuff like, "I'll be having that," and laughing mechanically. I don't know why my brain said mechanically. While laughing. Oh God, it's trying to say mechanically again. Maniacally brain. The word is maniacally. Laughing maniacally in my goblin voice. Trinkets. Can include anything from shit I found on the ground to cutlery or other utensils. The other day I was talking to my neighbors and they mentioned hearing weird noises, like what I wrote about here. And I was just internally screaming the entire conversation. I'm 99% sure they don't know it's me, but God. That 1% chance is seriously weighing on my mind. Mechanically. I'm going to mechanically nap laugh. Oh, God. The walls, the birds, the voices in my head. The hot women in my area ads. They all speak to me. Welcome home, darling. There's no need to think. It's your job to sink into whatever it is you're sitting or laying on. Let me handle everything. That's why you came home. Have a great day, my good boy, and keep wondering how it is that I will continue to tease Bob into a hot mess while he writes for me. Max says, when I'm talking with someone who says something out of context, I say, I like purple, assuming that we've started playing some weird game. Man, tonight is gonna be a good day. Oh, today. Today's gonna be a good day. I feel like I can overcome any hurdle in my way. Nice try, Slime. I am not crazy. I know he swapped those numbers. I knew it was 1216. One after Magna Carta, as if I could ever make such a mistake. Never, never. I just couldn't prove it. He covered his tracks. He got that idiot in the coffee shop to lie for him. You think this is something? You think that this is bad? This chicanery, whatever that word is. God. He's done worse. That billboard. You're telling us to... No! He orchestrated it. Mm-hmm. Jimmy. He defected it? Oh my God. The text is too small on this damn chat, and I don't think I can blow it up. Defected. Defecate? He defecated. Oh my God, that's messy. He defecated through a sunroof, and I saved him. I shouldn't have. I took him into my own firm. What was I thinking? He'll never change. He'll never change. Ever since he was 9, always the same. Couldn't keep his hands out of the cash drawer. But not our Jimmy.
Couldn't be precious Jimmy, oh no.
Stealing them blind. And he gets to be a lawyer. What a sick joke. I should have stopped him when he had the chance. When I had the chance. And you. You could have stopped him too. A new teacher is sitting with her 6th grade class for the very first time. Naturally, she's keen to apply all the techniques she's learned in her teacher training. In particular, she's keen to use what she's learned in her psychology class. She stands in front of her class and says, "Right, children, everyone who thinks they're stupid, please stand up." Well, for a few minutes, there's silence and no one stands up. However, just then, little Johnny bravely gets to his feet. The teacher smiles and says, "Do you think you're stupid, Johnny?" "No, ma'am," Johnny responds. "But it's not fair you standing there all on your own." Oh, what a sweet boy.